everybody. Welcome back to the coolest episode of Dadcast I think we have ever done. This is the second annual Father's Day special on Dadcast, and we have a crap ton of guests with us today. First of all, though, I must introduce the man himself, Mr. Nick Martin. Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm not partying like everybody else, but I'm good.
Yeah, well, that's not, you could have came to the party. You could have went in the bouncy house and gone down the water slide and dived right in the pool. You know, we could totally
do that. I set up the bouncy house inside my house for my little kid. I already went in the bouncy house.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Pretty impressive. We had to rent one, but, you know, it's huge. Won't fit in the house. Today is, like I said, the Father's Day special. So from me to anyone and every father watching this, happy Father's Day 2022. Let me introduce you to the guest we've got on today. I'm just going to start in no particular order on my screen. I'm going to go top left to right. So right off the bat, he better get himself rightly unmuted. Mr. Philip Cordell from the Nashville Dads Club. Hello, sir, man. How are you?
What's up? Great, man. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Thrilled to be here. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And then going to the right, the Batman himself, the Batman of Spring Hill, Jack Asbury. How are you, man?
Hey, good. Thanks for inviting me. I'm excited for this. This is awesome.
Dude, I've never seen Batman with a pair of cans on. This is the best day of my life. Happy Father's Day to you, Jack. If everyone is not aware, he is known as the Batman of Spring Hill, and he dresses up and does like Make-A-Wish type deals for sick children. And it's just an amazing thing that you do, man. You are a hero in real
life. I appreciate it. Thank you. I was hoping you saw the recent one. I actually did Mandalorian for the Star Wars. Thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Wow. I was supposed to have the Mandalorian show up for my daughter's birthday. If he shows up and I'm in here, I'm going to be very sad, but that's cool.
You should have called me, man. I could have done it for you.
You had to fly all the way out to Oregon.
I'm going to Connecticut on Friday.
Oh, wow. That's the opposite side of the country, but we'll figure something out. Moving along down the line, Mr. Joe Garvey. What up, brother? How are you?
What's up, dudes? How you guys doing, man? Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome, man.
Everyone,
happy Father's Day to you. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it so much. Oh, and now making his third or possibly fourth appearance on the Dadcast, Patrick Dancy. What up? Hey.
What's up, gentlemen? Happy Father's Day. It's great to share the space with you. I'm among all you fine men. Happy Father's Day. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks, bud.
Absolutely. Thank you. And right next to Mr. Dancy, Jacob Young. How are you, Jacob? It's been a minute.
It's been a second. Hey, guys. Nice to meet everybody. Happy Father's Day. Real pleasure to be here and celebrate with you guys and on such a special occasion like fathers.
Yes. Yeah. And right next to Mr. Jacob Young on my screen, Brian Obajenski. Now, I know you've got a big announcement. We're going to hold off on that one. We don't want to spoil that surprise just quite yet. So everyone watching and listening, don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear what this man has to say. But Brian, man, happy Father's Day. Welcome back, man.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys having me, man. Good to see everybody. Welcome to Franklinton, North Carolina. Just back porch sitting and having a little bourbon drink, just trying to chill out for the rest of the weekend. But happy Father's Day, everybody. Really appreciate everybody having me back. And let's get into some dad talk.
All right. And moving along down the line, a man we are going to see very soon, in about a month out in Nashville, Mr. Jason Michael Carroll. Hello, sir. How are you, brother?
Hey, happy Father's Day, guys. And Franklin County, North Carolina. Hey, that's right. That's my backyard. I drove here to Nashville this week. So awesome. Good to see you guys and happy Father's Day. I apologize for being late. Everybody was driving on the highway like it was Sunday.
That's why they call it Sunday driving. All right, we're heading out to Vegas now. Brian Lindsay, what up, brother? How are you, man? Happy birthday.
Hey, man.
Birthday, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The big 5-0. So, hey, thanks for having me on. Happy Father's Day, everybody. And thanks, congratulations to you guys on all the success you're seeing with the podcast. I think I was fortunate to be one of the first guys on, I don't know, probably the first three or four of the shows that popped up, and it's been great to see all the success you guys are having. So congrats to you guys, man. Grind is real.
Ditto. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes. Brian was one of the first guests we did on location in Las Vegas, along with Jordan Farmar. That was an amazing day. He took us out in that violent Cobra of his, and woo, what a day. Very memorable.
I totally wussed out. I was like, no,
I'm still cleaning up the shit from, from his ride.
Not even true. I told him to go faster because I'm all about the muscle. Next to Mr. Brian Lindsay is my very good friend as well, who I have just recently seen and been on his fourth episode of his brand new podcast, Heroes Journey Podcast, and the front man of Elvis Monroe, Brian Hopkins. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. And dude, that was so much fun. I loved having you here. We had a great time. Happy Father's Day, guys. This is really cool. And yeah. when I left Brian Lindsay, he had way more clothes on. we were on our Harleys going down the freeway, little knuckle crash. I turned left. I don't know what happened. I don't know why he's naked right now. But yeah.
Just splashing around, man. Don't worry.
And finally, I forgot the other name right off the bat, but I got a nickname for him already. Dean and Pink Arms from
Pink Arms. I like that. It's Dean and Spice J. Spice J was also a cast member of Nashville Dad's Club with us. Great to be here with you guys.
Father's Day.
In true dad fashion, we're celebrating a Beagle's 16th birthday out here in Nashville, it's Tennessee.
Sweet 16. Oh, wow.
We're all
good. We have some crazy friends.
You're celebrating a dog's birthday. That's correct?
That's right. You understood that correctly. Yes. And all our kids are out there right now going bananas.
When we spoke off the air, I thought it was an actual human's birthday.
No, this is a dog's birthday, and our kids are out there too.
Well, we got something in common. Like I mentioned to you gentlemen here just a few minutes ago, I've got about 29-year-old girls 15 feet that way going absolutely ape shit on their ninth birthday party during all this. So I'm expecting interruptions, and we shall see. But, man, all right, now we got all the introductions out of the way. I want to be the first Nick and I to thank you guys. I mean, you bestowed upon us, you know, all the congratulations about the podcast and everything, but it wouldn't be what it is without each of you guys appearing on the show and helping, you know, build what it is. So thank you so much for coming on and just being a part of this adventure with us. It's been amazing. I like each and every one of you. I call my friends, and I'm so glad that you guys have been on, and I can't wait to do more of them with you.
Great.
Wonderful.
Thanks, awesome. Thanks, man.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, congrats.
So much talking at once. I knew this was going to be chaos. So, I mean, Patrick Dancy.
Yes.
What's going on,
what's
man?
Up, brother?
What are your plans on Father's Day? I'm fantastic. It's like I said, it's a little chaotic over there. But any plans for Father's Day?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go up to New York. My father, my fiance, and I, we're going to go see family in New York. And there are other fathers in New York. So that Sunday, we're going to have a brunch. And then that evening, we're going to have a barbecue.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Very cool.
Joe Garvey.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what are you going? What are you doing on Father's Day, man? Any plans?
Man, I am out on the road.
We
don't get home till end of June. So don't tell me where I'm going to be at on Father's Day because I have no idea.
Dude, we're going to come see you pretty soon, though. You guys are going to be in Bend with Buck Cherry. So,
nice.
Yeah, and for the record, you know, for everyone watching or listening, Joe Garvey, what band are you in? I've heard they've done some things.
I'm the guitarist in the band Hinder. So we are currently out on tour right now, and we've even got some new music we're starting to feature. So excited about it, man.
Yes, sir. I see Obi putting his thumbs up. He's a huge music guy. You a fan of Hinder, Obi?
I've seen him, man. We caught you most recently down here at Hooligans in Jacksonville not too long
ago. Oh yeah. Nice, man. Very cool.
Yeah, dude.
Jacob Young. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did you grow the mustache because you watched Top Gun Maverick, or is that just something completely different?
No, it's I was recently shooting a film and I hated having, I don't know, the beard. And I said, as soon as I'm done shooting, I'm going to shave the beard off and just go complete stash. And I kind of dared myself to do it. And then now I'm kind of digging it. I can't.
Yeah. I I feel inadequate looking at you. It's amazing.
Stay strong, mustachioed brother. Stay strong.
I think you could probably pull off a firm 70s, 80s badass cop role as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm feeling it. I'm hoping every time I try to grow facial hair for a role or something that is maybe out there,
I end up getting something where it requires no facial hair. And then I'll end up like booking something that's a fireman or a police officer. If I just like hold on to it long enough, maybe something.
Got my fingers crossed for you, brother. Jason Michael Carroll, we're going to see you at the house that Johnny Cash built in about a month. Cashville is you're going to be performing, man. We're going to be doing our thing. I'm excited. How are you? What are you doing for Father's Day? How are things?
Bro, I'm good. Everything's going great. We got the gospel record we're finishing. We have the a full band record that we're finishing. We have the acoustic album that is being mixed and hopefully being mastered soon. Lots of good stuff going on. For Father's Day, I'm going to be traveling same way as Joe down there. We're going to be coming back from, I think, Wisconsin that weekend. So, yeah, it's been crazy. And if you get that cop role, you know, the one thing you have to do is you have to get say lines like, you know, I'm getting too old for this shit. You know, so
I'm getting too old for this shit.
I was 30 days from retirement. You know,
it's so funny because I could see them pushing in on him and he just says one line like, book him.
Right? I did just read there's a Lethal Weapon 5 coming. So,
Mel Gibson, if you're watching, bro, is it Mel Gibson's kids? Because he really is too old for this shit.
Really? Yeah, Dan Glover, that's the one that's like, he's supposed to be in it too. And I'm like, what's he going to do?
It's totally going to be his daughter or something. Who knows? So, Brian Lindsay.
Yeah, man.
What you doing on Father's Day, man? Any plans?
Yeah, man. I'll be in Hawaii with my family. So
nice. Nice.
Yeah, we're spending the month over there at our condo, just chilling and relaxing.
Month.
So yeah, it'll be a good time.
Damn. All right.
That's your vacation, son.
That's right.
That's how you do it.
2 weeks. Child's play.
Yeah, my daughter.
Wow. He's a busy man. He deserves it. You know.
Yeah, my oldest is getting ready to. We figured we better do it up big this summer. And then my oldest never got to have a graduation trip because she graduated in 2020 with COVID and never even got to set foot on campus one day her entire senior year.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to do a big jumbo trip next summer and celebrate both of their high school graduations. So we're going to practice in June over in Maui.
Philip and Dean Nashville.
That's awesome.
Jazz Club. I'm putting you on the spot. We talked about it. Are you joining us in Cashville? B, what are your plans on Father's Day?
We will be in the house. Looking forward to it. Thanks for the invite. And my wife said, do you want to go? We've got a 5 and a 7-year-old. First time, should we go canoeing? And I was like, this is either going to be the best or the worst Father's Day of all time. That, you know, I mean, for me, it seems like my memories are like a picturesque, beautiful day or like people screaming at each other, just put the oar down, just stop rowing. You've done enough. Put the oar down. So just we'll see.
Make sure you guys got some vests on. All good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dean, what you doing?
You know, what's great about that is either way, you're going to create a memory, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. True. And possibly trauma. Don't know yet.
Dean?
Yeah. For me, I was out, you know, doing a bunch of plant medicine and my wife organized everything for Father's Day. So now it looks like I'm painting pottery with my daughter somewhere. I don't really know anything beyond that. But I'm excited. It should be fun.
I get what you're throwing there on there, man. I get it. Hopkins.
It's going to be fucking awesome. Going to have a good time. Painting fucking pottery.
Oh, man. I don't want to mention mushrooms, but, you know, mushrooms might make it more interesting.
Yes. Yeah, they will. You know, True. I tried my microdose after I came back and I was high as hell. I can't do it anymore.
Hopkins, what do you got planned, man? I know you're Vegas, kids are grown.
My kids are grown, but I'm thinking if I can get this record mixed and I get all my checklists done, I might jump on my bike after riding with Lindsay today. I thought, why not take a 2-day trip to Oregon past you guys on my Harley and go visit my kids. And Yeah, it'd be super cool.
If you do that, let's meet up in Bend the day before and hang out with me and Lit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Me too. I'm involved in that.
You're coming?
Me too. Oh,
for the fifth freaking time, Nick. Yes.
You were never freaking committed, but you are on the guest list.
I want to tell all of you, you know, in person and make it a thing. It's really truthfully happened and validate this. I have confirmed with him 3 times. I have told him. And Uncle Vince and Brianna have just stepped in. Shushish, I'll be out in a minute. If you want to come say hi to a bunch of celebrities, you want to meet my niece and my brother, you guys?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. And then we're going to get to the Batman because that kind of Batman and Father's Day may be sensitive, but everyone say hey to my brother, Vince.
What's up? Hey,
Vince. And that is my niece, Brianna. Hey, what's going on? This is a bunch of very famous people. Okay.
I'm a good looking brother.
Yeah, he's the good looking brother. Good looks.
Peace out. Have a good fun, guys.
Happy Father's Day.
The Batman of Spring Hill, Jack Asbury.
You got it.
What is Father's Day can't be very pleasant for the Batman.
For the character, no. No, it's not. It won't be too much better for me. I'm actually on shift the Saturday. So my 24-hour shift, I'll be getting off Sunday. So depending on how that goes, I may just sleep Sunday away. I'm not 100% sure.
Fair enough. And gentlemen, he is an EMT. Nice. And working hard and just, again, just the definition of all the people on this screen, that is the biggest hero I think we got. And no disrespect to every one of you. Hey, I'm just saying, man.
Appreciate you, man.
If I had I do have the ability, and I probably should. I don't know if there's a fat superhero, though. Is there? If there's a fat superhero, I'll dress up as him, and I will do what you do.
We'll figure Thor. Something for you.
What, Jacob?
Fat Thor.
Fat
Thor.
There you go.
But I need Jason's hair.
Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
I like it.
All right. They're out there. Okay. I spoke too soon. All right. Brian Obajenski. What are you doing for Father's Day, man?
And I will be at the Hickory Motor Speedway. I'm going to continue this crazy schedule of races we got this summer. My kids are the ones that are driving this. I was thinking about getting out of the car and like going fishing or something one of these days. I'm getting too old for this shit. But man, I want to keep going as long as they want me there and getting in the car on the weekends. I'm going to keep going, keep showing them that, you know, you put the effort in, you could still make your dreams happen. So I've been doing this a long time, 23 years racing NASCAR stuff, and they want me to keep going. We'll keep going until I physically can't get my ass in the window no more. But no, we'll be at a racetrack. We had a wild ride last night at South Boston Speedway.
I saw.
Yeah, big wreck last night. Concussion. But there's nothing that I can hurt up in that head, man. It's all just dead space these days. So we'll be at the Hickory Motor Speedway. Just going to enjoy like another day. But, you know, anytime I get to bring my family to the track, it's great for me. You know, Father's Day is just awesome. A day of being a dad. So,
Jason, yes.
Question, Obi, are you going to be racing? You know, they're redoing North Wilkesboro Speedway.
I am. I will be there. It's August this, again, memory, too many times hitting walls, bro. But I think it's August the 17th. I'll be there that night.
For the initial launch at the end of July. Dale Jr. And Ryan Newman and Terry Parsons, one of my dear friends, were very instrumental in reopening the whole thing.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm really glad to see that Speedway come back. I hope to see you.
Absolutely. It's a big part of our state's history. You know, just that Wilkes County area is awesome. And for them to bring racing back, fire those engines up, fill those stands, I couldn't be more excited. It's going to be a great event.
Awesome.
Wow. So exciting. Awesome. You know what else is super exciting? The fact that Mr. Obajenski has saved an announcement for this very episode. Now, keep in mind, this isn't airing until Father's Day. So next week, two weeks. Do I need to hold off on saying anything to anyone after you mention it? Or do we wait for that day? Or what's the deal with this announcement?
Well, I'm going to let you guys drop it, man. You know, I mean,
okay.
Podcast, this then, is second annual Father's Day special. Let's wait for it drops then.
Okay. It will, but you're going to announce it right now, but all of you right are now. Sworn to secrecy until Father's Day. Okay.
Yes. Drum roll.
All right. Well, Mr. Obajenski, you know, let us know.
We got a crazy schedule. We've had a crazy year so far. I think there's someone in this group that wrote a song about I'll sleep when I'm dead. Well, that's what it feels like lately, but, We've teamed up with Dale Earnhardt Jr., good friend of mine, buddy of mine. We hit it off a while back ago on social media, but Dale Jr. is going to bring forth the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Foundation. We're going to run his logo on our car, him and I put together. We're going to raise a bunch of money for his foundation, for the people in the area of Kannapolis, North Carolina. You know, it's my home state, but I figured no better way. We got a big race, something that hasn't happened in decades, North Wilkesboro Speedway. So instead of it just being another race, let's do something big. Let's help the race fans. Let's get some money back to people that are in need. It's been a couple of years, been rough, you know, rather rough for some people. Fortunately, some of us are just continuing stride on, but you know, we don't leave nobody behind. We're a bunch of dads. We're going to do something big for this community. So Dale Earnhardt Jr. Foundation on the 29 ride, big shout out to Powerbase USA. They're a California based company. And DriveCoin, new sponsor to us, Aviator Brewing Company. Those guys moved over, gave me some space to put this big logo for Dale on the back of the car. And we're just going to try and make the best of it, man. Obviously, a finish, a win somewhere up front would be ideal. But regardless, we're going to go to that track. We're going to do something cool for people and make a sweet event out of it. So appreciate DadCast.
Congratulations.
Man, that's awesome.
Congrats, man.
Can't wait for the air. We're going to be raffling off after the race. We're going to raffle off the panel off the back of my car. Dale's going to throw us some other items, maybe some signed stuff. Some of my other friends in the NASCAR world are going to put some stuff in too. So look for an auction to come by and buy sometime maybe late August. If you guys are into it, man, go on, hit it up big. We're going to try and raise some big money for some people. And like I said, just do something really good. So appreciate it, fellas.
Amazing. Awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome. You know, there's only one thing that can make it better is getting him on DadCast for us. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. Dropping the seed.
He's a dad, man. He's got two youngins now. So we'll try and see what we could do.
I'm playing the role of Nick there.
You know? I know. Yeah, I know. Nick is always out there scouting. Hey,
win the checkered flag and sign it, and I'll drop 10 grand on it. Let's go.
Deal. Wow. Deal. We'll make
Let's
it happen.
Let's go.
Boom. Obi.
I'll host the party. We'll see if we can get Jason to swing by and sing.
There we go. Let's do it.
Brother. Oh,
damn.
So, let me get this
damn,
straight.
Brian.
Does he have to win the checkered flag?
Of course not.
Everybody wins.
Lindsay, you're a friggin' hero. Brian, I take it back, Lindsay. Batman. No, I'm kidding.
No, that's incredible. He'll take that one.
Wow. Oh,
Brian.
Amazing. Well, hey, anyone else want to match that? Just throwing it out. No. Just playing. Gentlemen, man, it is... we've already gone 30 friggin' minutes and I feel like we've hardly talked to any of you. Oh,
hey, I have to shout out because I know that my boy Patrick just dropped a whole new shoe line. I'm proud of you, man. Like you pivoted again and it's amazing. It looks amazing. I can't wait to get them on, brother.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Legend footwear.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Check it out.
July 4th.
Where can we find it? Give us the old plug. Where can we find it all?
Yeah, www.lgndfootwear.com. We don't spell the word legend, but it stands for legend. Legend Footwear.
Awesome.
And I've got a pair of them boots, too, that he graciously bestowed upon me. They're amazing. There he is, JMC.
Beautifully comfortable.
Thank you. Yeah.
And yeah. Philip, what happened to Pink Arms?
He wasn't actually a dad specifically. And he's like going, I'm feeling a little weird. I'm going to go.
Again, for the record, you do not have to be a dad.
Whatever you like. Let me know, brother. I got you.
I'm a supporter of the cause.
I got you, brother.
Love it. God, there's so much love in this room right now. Oh, Philip Cordell, Mr. Canoe Man, happening this weekend. This is the beginning of me saying bye to everyone, okay? Because this has been the Father's Day special 2022 on DadCast. Philip, thank you for coming on, making an appearance. I cannot wait to hang out and see you guys in a little over a month from now, basically a month, July 8th in Nashville at the house that Cass built. It's going to be amazing. Thank you, man.
Yeah, likewise, dude. We're looking forward to kicking it. And thanks for the invite, man. And, you know, happy Father's Day to everybody. Cheers.
That's right, man. Happy Father's Day, Philip. Thank you. Batman Jack Asbury of Spring Hill. First, again, thank you for all that you do. Second, thank you for coming on. And third, thank you for dressing up, man.
Oh. I told you if you'd invite me, I'd wear it. So no, but thank you. It's been awesome. I love doing these. So anytime you want me as a guest, absolutely. I'll be on here.
Yeah, buddy. Did you guys notice his Ghostbuster photon pack in the background, by the way?
Yeah.
I know you did, JMC. I know you did. I can't believe Wookie's not hanging out right now. You must be in a different room.
Yeah, if I were at home, man, this is the best I could do. You complimented my studio last time when we did this, and this is the best I could do today.
You know what? I'm not going to – I got to show you something. Nick, guess what?
Hey, why he finds that – Jacob.
Yo.
What can we see you in, man? Like, what can I want to support too. I mean, I'm a big Hinder fan, so I know where to go for that. My boys otherwise are getting to play with you guys who they were just on my podcast. But Jacob, where can I find you?
This guy, Jacob Young.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh man. So I spent 23 years in daytime television soap operas, but I've recently over the last 10 years, I made the foray into producing. So I've got several films that are currently in different festivals around the country. We just won a directing award and best screenplay.
And nerded out.
An actor award in North Carolina at a film festival. And I head to Vero Beach this next week, actually the end of this week, for another festival. So, man, just making the moves with producing.
Awesome, man. Congratulations. Brian, very cool. Hawkins,
he also is an outstanding country music singer, too.
Yes, he is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, nice.
I'd like to pretend.
Dude, Jacob, you're good. I've seen you live.
Jacob, do you have any dates or any time you are going to be in Vegas in the next 6 months to a year that you are aware of?
For me, no. Actually, believe it or not, I've really been giving back a lot to kids. Education's been a huge part of what I've been doing, and I recently just partnered with Ford Next Generation Learning, which is Ford Motor Company. And I've started an entire film curriculum for high schoolers at 150 different schools across the nation.
Wow.
And so I'm going to be a little bit busy this coming
That's
year.
Awesome.
But these kids are going to get an opportunity that they not normally wouldn't be able to do. They'd have to spend quite a great deal amount of money to get into college, to go to a film course. And they're going to be providing that to these kids that are in inner city schools.
That's awesome, man.
That's Damn awesome. It.
Now
That's
Jacob's awesome. The freaking hero of the bunch.
Well, and it's really cool. Like I was an actor as well. Patrick, man, he's done everything. Patrick Dancy on here, legend footwear. You can turn on the TV and see him everywhere still to this day. So mad love, way to keep that alive. That's incredible, man.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's giving back. Yeah.
It is. And the reason I was asking that Vegas thing is Mr. Hopkins has started his brand new podcast, the Hero's Journey podcast. Amazing. And since he's done so much for us, I was just trying to, you know, dial in some episodes for him in the future. Cause
yeah. Any one of you guys,
Jacob,
yeah,
on your show would be all you guys, but
no, any of you guys, if you guys are in Vegas at all, we have a beautiful studio here. I get to work out of a place called Sticky Paw Studios, and it's a full blown production. There's a whole team that gets behind my podcast, and I've been working with the Dadcast guys for about 2 years now, helping them get guests. And they kind of pushed me to do this, and JP was my fourth guest, and it's been incredible. And the team behind it over here is cool. So if you guys come through, come sit with me, you know, and we'll have some fun. And yes, any one of you, please.
Nice. Ryan, amazing. Say less, yeah, brother. You know when I'm there, it's done.
you got to. Please.
I'll be in Vegas. I'll be in Vegas getting married in November.
Dude.
There you go.
Are you bringing the Batman get up?
I'm not telling the wife, but yeah, I swear I am.
How about, I mean, I'm just going to plant the seed. You know, I know you're getting married and it's all about your wife and yours week, but if you could fit in one day, you and I go hang out with Brian and we'll record an episode of Hero's Journey podcast, man. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I am not, what he's doing, his message he's getting across, this show is made for you. Jack Asbury, not even kidding. So yeah, we'll try to work that out. Jason Michael Carroll, you coming to Vegas anytime soon?
We're working on some dates right now. Just had a new manager. As far as everybody in the in here that has done some acting, I've done two movies, and I'd love to work with y'all someday. The movies are on Amazon and Amazon Prime right now, and I didn't even know I could do this, but people keep asking me to show up and do this again. So it's been fun. It's been a nice experience. And also, Obi, I drove like a bat out of hell from North Carolina to Nashville this week. So if you, I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just throwing the, you know, you got to cast a wide net.
Guys. So, I got you, man. When you're back home, hit me up. We've been known to make a little moonshine around here. You come on by, we'll get this done. We'll be all set.
Down in Franklin County, we got those new Franklinton has just done that revitalization. Al's
Root downtown. Yeah.
And the Slammer, the old jail, they turned into the speakeasy.
Yes, sir.
Several times, man. We need to go hang out.
I'm all about it, man. You said whiskey, I'm there.
All right. Patrick, you know, is Hinder playing Vegas anytime soon, Joe?
You know, actually, we'll be there mid-July, I think. I'll have to check the date. Wow. I'll shoot you guys a text.
Yeah, please do, man. I'd love to have you.
Dude, let's just bring that band along, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me know if you want to come out to a show.
Oh, that'd be killer. It really would. Thanks, man. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, man.
I'd love to have you guys in, though. We just had Otherwise. They were my first. It dropped yesterday. They're my first guests, and they just left for the tour with Saliva. And then there's...
Oh, nice.
I saw somewhere on there, they're opening up for you guys for a one-off show somewhere out there on the road as well. So I don't know where.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I hardly know the schedule, so I just wake up good. In a new town.
You show up and play, it, man. So.
I know the feeling. Yeah, so... Yeah, I know the feeling.
Patrick Dancy?
Yes, gentlemen. Brother.
Thank you so much for coming on and taking some time out of today, man.
Yeah. Thank you guys again, all of you gentlemen, for having me. And it's been a blast to sit here and listen to you, man. You're all very inspiring, obviously incredibly talented. It's wonderful to get this this dose of energy when you look at the world that we see with all the violence and madness. We're all in a great position, right, to have an effect and an impact on our children. Right.
Yeah.
So, we're blessed to be the fathers that we are, and have a great Father's Day, gents.
Yeah, you too,
Patrick. Thank happy Father's Day.
You, nice to know you, Patrick.
Dean,
love you, brother.
Father's Day, man. Thank you. I know we just had you on, but thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm an actor too, and I've got some films on the circuit. Also, there's one that's been getting a bunch of laurels right now called Chest. And we just had one that got picked up. It's on Apple TV called Best Laid Plans.
Yes.
So there's some stuff going on right now. So, but I love being a dad, and I'm so grateful to be amongst a bunch of you guys chatting about dad shit. Makes me a whole lot happier to be a dad. Seeing a bunch of you guys inspire me.
That's awesome. It is.
And I'm about to jump literally into the dad shit in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. I know Brian Lindsay just jumped off here, but he's a man of his word there, Obi. He'll make sure that he gets you. I promise.
Yeah, there's 10 grand coming your way, and it's going to be signed on for that hood, man.
We'll get you guys in contact.
This whole Dadcast thing, man, they've been doing a great job, Nick and Jeff, but it's become almost a brotherhood, man. I love following you guys, seeing what you're doing. I love watching everyone, you know, across the country. It's really cool to kind of keep up with what's up and going on, man.
Yeah, be safe, Obi.
I'm going to try, man. It's a dangerous sport. You know the danger getting in, but it's a passion. Yeah. You know? That's what it is.
And we're going to try to make it out there for that, August time.
I'd love to. If anyone's ever in the East Coast, we run North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina. We run all over the place. But if any schedules cross and you know you're in my area, anywhere between March and October, really, we're racing almost every weekend. So shout at me, follow at me.
Aren't you coming to Vegas for some convention?
I'll be there. I'll be there. Gosh, it's like November 1st through November 6th or 7th.
So you might get to go to Batman's wedding.
Yeah, best man, I'm there, dude. But yeah, we'll be out there with the race car at the SEMA show with my sponsor, Powerbase. We'll be out there all 5 days. So I think
I'm nice.
2 hours in a booth a night or day, whatever it is. And I can get into.
You got to save a few hours for Hopkins over there to be on that.
I'm there, man. I'm there. You count on me. Nice,
all right.
As long as I'm not out on the road doing what Joe does and – then, and Jason, you know, like I'll have you, please come in. Yeah.
We've been playing to Elvis Monroe too, man. I mean, everybody knows it. We love that.
Thank
stuff.
You.
And again, you know, contact connection that we've made just through that. Uh-huh. It's really cool.
I see you liking all this stuff and same. So this is awesome. JP, Nick, you guys have done a great job. And Joe, I'm a big fan of your band. So
thanks, man.
It means, I'm serious. I mean it. So this is awesome, you guys. Great job.
Thank you. But this isn't about telling us how great we are, man. It's about telling how great father being a dad is. Thank you.
Can't help it.
I know. Jacob Young.
Yes, sir. Brother,
man, I want you on again. We're going to do Jacob Young part two, if that's all right with you. Nick,
yes, sir.
Figure it out. Down. And thank you for coming on and taking time out of your day, man. You are a big inspiration as well. You're doing amazing things. And thank you, man. Happy Father's Day.
Hey, happy Father's Day. It's again, I hate to reiterate everything because you guys are so eloquent with what your words were, but thank you, JP and Nick, for putting this together. And thank you guys all for being great dads and representing us fathers, the clan of fathers that are out there. It's pretty awesome to see guys come together and bond in this way. Obi, I'm in South Carolina. I'm in Charleston.
All right. You're not far from Florence Motor Speedway. We'll be down there in the fall. There's a, I think it's called the Governor's Cup. It's like 300 lap race down there at Florence, man. So when I know I'm coming, remember, I'll hit you up.
Yeah, sounds good, man. Love to come support. Absolutely. But thank you guys. Appreciate the time and what a great day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, man. Yeah, Jason Michael Carroll. I feel like, have I thanked everyone yet? Jason Michael Carroll, we'll see you in a month. Thank you for coming on. Happy Father's Day, brother.
So nice to meet y'all, you guys. I'm amazed. This is awesome to be here. Thank you very much. I feel as a dad, I fail every day. But you know, I still try and still work toward it, you know? So so good to see all you guys, man. I hope to run into every one of you out on the road somewhere. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. And we'll see you in a month.
Congratulations, Nick. I hear you having a new baby.
Yeah. Yeah. We find out next week if we have one or two coming. So.
Whoa.
Wow.
Obi's reaction.
The plan is we need some more content for Dadcast. We're like,
right.
Beam's getting to that point where he's not cute anymore.
I'm gonna leave you guys
all. He cusses a little too much. So it's like, you know what? We need a new one. So.
I want to leave you guys all with something that I asked my lady last night. Nick, you're going to really appreciate this one. And also let you know that Nick told me, fact, I'm putting it out there right now, that if he happens to have 9 children in that batch, because it's possible, I get to keep one of them.
You ever puppies?
Anybody else want one?
I'm good. And this is what I asked my lady last night. As you guys know, she... maybe you do or do not know. I know some of you do. She went through a cancer battle, beat it. But because of that, she's no longer able to get pregnant but has one working ovary. And I said last night, because Nick, I don't know what the hell I was thinking, to be perfectly honest, but I said, you still got eggs in there, don't you? She says, yeah. And I says, well, you know, my plumbing's still perfectly fine. What are the odds? And then she mentioned how we'd have to do it just like you through IVF.
Right.
And told me how much it costs. And now we're back to us waiting to being grandparents. But I want you to know that I actually thought about it. And the fact that I want another baby at almost 50 years old, it freaked me out. But those moments, man, I mean, my little girl just turned 9. You don't get any more. They're gone. And I want more of them. So
with you,
we'll
bro.
See what the future may hold. Maybe Nick's not the only one, right, yeah. Patrick? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's terrible. But anywho, happy Father's Day, everyone. Yeah. Thank you all.
It's good to meet you guys.
I thanked Philip first, and it's been so long since. So I'm just going to thank you again. So I don't feel like you haven't talked so much. Philip Cordell, you're the man. I can't wait to see you in about a month. It's going to be a good time. Can't wait to meet the family. Please be safe canoeing. Everyone else. The Batman, Jack Asbury, the Batman of Spring Hill. Thank you for coming on. Nick Martin, love you, brother. Brian Hopkins, I'll see you in a few weeks. Yeah, Obi, congratulations on the announcement. I cannot wait for Father's Day to drop this episode, and everyone in the world will know, and I can hold that secret. Jacob Young, Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Patrick Dancy, love you, brother. Thank you for coming
love you
on.
Too, brother.
JMC, Jason Michael Carroll, touring right now. We'll see you in a month. Thank you for coming on Dadcast. And of course, Joe Friggin' Garvey from the band Hinder. Happy Father's Day to you, good sir. Thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. To everyone see watching and listening worldwide, thank you for checking out the Father's Day special 2022 from Dadcast. We'll check you out on the very next episode. Have a great rest of your day and happy Father's Day. See you.